and welcome to another episode of Profit. Today I'm joined by Craig Goodwin, and he is the CEO, president, and co-founder of Naturally Splendid. Naturally Splendid trades under the symbol NSP on the Toronto Venture Exchange. Thank you so much for joining me today, Craig. It's nice to have you in the office.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Excellent. So, Craig, normally we start off each episode of Profit by getting to know our CEOs just a little bit better. I'm wondering if you're game for a little bit of rapid-fire questioning.
100%.
Okay, let's see what we come up with here. All right, so let's start with, what's the best advice you've ever received?
The best advice I ever received is to treat people like you want to be treated.
That's a good one. I agree. Perfect. Okay, what companies are catching your eye these days in capital markets, or what sector in particular is catching your eye?
You know what? What's catching my eye right now is plant-based nutrition.
Okay.
And probably right at the top of that list is a company called Beyond Meat.
Oh, yes,
of course. So if you've been listening to the radio, you've been following their progress, but they really are one of the big success stories starting in 2019 and have started off to a very strong 2020.
Excellent. Yeah, good company to keep an eye on, and definitely have had lots of news flow. Very newsworthy in the last 6 to 12 months, for sure. What is the best gift you've ever received?
The best gift I've ever received is probably still sitting on my desk, and it's my coffee mug from my oldest child. Is my daughter. She's 28.
Oh, my.
And I still have it on my desk.
Oh,
love
that's
to
awesome.
Look at it every day.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. So you actually keep these things.
Absolutely.
See, that's good to know. Good to know. I have two, so there's a lot of things to be collected. So.
Absolutely.
If you had one superpower, what would it be?
One superpower. I'm going to say to be invisible.
Yeah, I like that one too. Yeah. Right? Yeah, I like to know what's going on. So, let's just see. I'll ask you a couple more here. What is your ringtone on your phone right now?
My ringtone on my phone is the old-fashioned ring.
Yes, default.
I'm from that era.
Oh, the old-fashioned phone ring.
Yes, where phones
used
to ring. Oh,
gotcha. Good, yes. Well, so you know what's happening when the sound
goes
out.
And still dial them occasionally.
Yeah. Perfect. Let's see. How long could you last without your phone?
Oh, seconds.
Yeah, I agree. Same thing. If you were not the CEO and co-founder of a cannabis company, what would you be doing?
You know, I come from a few generations of sign makers or sign crafters.
Oh.
It was a family business. It's actually how I got my start with the Jim Pattison Group.
Okay.
So I love signs, especially vintage. So anything with signage, sales, and marketing really is in my blood.
Oh, that's so cool. I love that. Okay, what's your sports team of choice?
My sports team of choice, I am firmly back on the Vancouver Canucks bandwagon.
Oh, good. Oh, that's good to hear. Well, then hopefully they do well this season. Okay, thanks so much, Craig, for participating in our rapid-fire questioning. It's always a pleasure getting to know CEOs a little bit more personally, so I appreciate that.
Well, that was fun. Thank you.
Excellent. Okay, so let's move on and start talking about Naturally Splendid. Naturally Splendid has been around for a while. Can you give us a little bit of a history on the company and what drew you to the company? What got you involved to begin with as co-founder?
Sure. Actually, the company was formed in 2010, and it was actually the brainchild of the co-founder of the company and my business partner, Brian Carson.
Okay.
He came up with the idea. He'd done some research into the nutritional powerhouse that is hemp, and he brought it to me to take a look at as an investment. He knows I had some experience in capital markets. Looked at the plant, really saw some great benefit, some great potential there. After reviewing it for a while, I was 100% on board.
Excellent. Okay, so Naturally Splendid was one of the first companies to go public. Can you tell us a bit?
That's correct. Actually, in 2013, we were the first company in Canada to go public with a hemp business as its core business. This is pre-medical marijuana, which of course was pre-recreational marijuana, and CBD and edibles and vapes and tinctures were just a figment of someone's imagination at that time. So we were really, truly in on the ground floor.
Right, no kidding. Okay, so the company's products are hemp-based food items that are both conventional and organic products. You have a processing facility just outside Vancouver. Can you tell us a little bit about that processing facility and why it's important to Naturally Splendid?
Absolutely. So we started off with the base hemp products, and that would be seeds and proteins and oils. But then we began to expand that offering, and we began creating value-added products. So bars and proteins, flavored proteins. But we also have, outside of the food space, we have cosmetics that are hemp-based.
Oh.
We have pet care that's hemp-based. hemp-based, okay. Pet nutrition that is hemp-based. So that was the versatility of the plant that drew me to it when we first started. But we also understood that we needed to be part of the value chain. And this is where we began looking at our own processing facility. And we wanted to go far further than just GMP, which is good manufacturing practices. And we have a 20,000 square foot facility. It's SQF2, which stands for Safe Quality Food Level 2.
Okay.
And that's a fairly high certification. It's a certification that would be required for from companies like a Costco or
okay.
a Whole Foods.
Yep.
So if you want to have a bar manufactured and you want to have it represented in a retail operation such as a Costco, you need to come to a certified facility like Naturally Splendid. And our SQF2 certification is certainly a business driver. Companies seek us out mm-hmm. to create quality food for them.
Excellent. Okay, so you recently put out a release. You have extensive distribution channels through contract clients and company branded products. Can you tell investors a little bit about how that positions you?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's one thing to have great products and nutritious products, and it's another thing to have a great manufacturing facility like we do.
Right.
But at the end of the day, until you have sales, really it's just a great manufacturing facility.
Mm-hmm.
So we've spent an extensive amount of time and energy and efforts to developing a distribution channel, first of all, across Canada.
Yep.
And that's done through companies like Connect Brand, UNFI, which is Canada's largest natural products distributor.
Okay.
We also have Northridge Sales, which we just announced on Tuesday.
That's right. Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Local company, coast-to-coast representation, almost 60 years of experience between the principals. So we are very excited to bring them on board. After
right.
all, as I said, distribution, getting it on the shelves, and then again off the shelves is key to the success of our company.
Right. Okay, excellent. So let's talk a little bit about the perfect match. Basically, you're preparing for cannabis in the CBD market moving forward. How does Naturally Splendid sort of fit into that perfect match? What do you mean when you say that?
Absolutely. So that perfect match actually started a number of years ago.
Okay.
So in 2018, there was supposed to be an edibles announcement on October 17th.
Yep.
So shortly before that, we found out Health Canada was going to delay the edible launch until 2019. In preparation for that, Naturally Splendid had purchased a company called ProSnack, which was a food manufacturing facility in North Vancouver.
Oh, okay.
In anticipation of making edibles. Well, when the regulations changed in 2018, we had to pivot into plant-based nutrition. So we focused on that. We're very fortunate to be in that space. We've all seen the news and the reports and the success stories like Beyond Meat
yes.
in plant-based nutrition.
Yeah.
So we didn't want to put all our eggs in the hemp CBD basket, if you will,
right.
And wait until edibles became more mainstream with bigger distribution channels. And we built a plant-based expertise manufacturing food, because after all, hemp or marijuana and CBD derived ingredients are simply another plant-based ingredient for us.
Absolutely.
It's so much more effective for us to take all the ingredients and add CBD as a plant-based ingredient,
right?
Other than an extraction company that may have CBD as a starting point,
yes,
and then try to figure out what we do.
Right.
So we find food companies want food facilities making their edibles for them. And this is where our strength really lies.
Interesting. Well, that is a strategic way to position yourself for sure. Obviously, because you were one of the first companies that came into the cannabis space, everything has changed yeah. since then. Regulations have changed. You have proven that you are very adaptable and are able to sort of pivot as this new industry develops, which clearly positions you as a company to watch.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Actually, I'm so glad that you asked that, because one of the challenges we have as a company is the telling the story.
Right.
Because we have changed direction, but necessity. Regulations have changed, markets have changed,
yep.
we've watched the capital markets change.
Yes.
So if you started a plan in 2013 when we went public and you haven't altered it, you were either incredibly brilliant,
right.
or, you know, or yeah. you are so stubborn you're not changing in your ways.
Yes.
You know, I like to almost have the visual. If we were on the river and we wanted to get to the other side and the bridge was there and you started to get halfway across it and the second half collapsed and you just kept on the same path,
right,
you're doomed to failure.
Right.
So we needed to retrench, retrack a little bit, but we know where our destination is. We simply need to find a new path to get there. So we are very adaptable at changing to fit the regulations. We believe that they've evolved to the stage now where the big surprises are gone.
Okay.
And now we can continue to build out our plant-based nutrition profile. And when edibles are ready and more mainstream, we will then get our licensing. We will secure it locally as a food processor.
Okay.
Which is a very interesting distinction. There's some great cannabinoid extraction facilities out there.
Yes.
But where we believe that the market is underserviced is taking those great extracts and making credible, efficacious food with it.
Okay, so Craig, can you talk a little bit about the scalable business model that Naturally Splendid has? You can easily increase capacity and demand as it's dictated. Like, let us know a little bit about how you're positioned for that.
Absolutely. It was very important that when we built the footprint of the facility, we made sure that it was large enough that we could add additional equipment as was required.
Okay.
Currently, we can produce up to 10 million bars and bites a month right now, but we can easily quadruple that without extending the footprint any further. That's where the big cost is. Additional automated equipment would be nice, but not absolutely necessary right now. And certainly as our plant-based nutritional business picks up, we do have the ability to expand within that same footprint.
Great. Okay. As far as financing looks right now, are you guys doing a raise or anything? And what are the expansion plans moving forward in 2020?
Sure. We are, our goal is to be cash flow positive, of course, in 2020.
Okay.
We believe we can do that with the roster of clients we have, as well as our own company branded products. So we believe we're on the path to that. But of course, the cost of expansion and the SQF level 2 certification does take a great deal of capital.
Okay.
So like any junior company, we're not opposed to looking at additional raises. We are entertaining several opportunities with joint venture partners or collaborations. And in many of those cases, they would come with capital. So as with most junior companies, you know, we can always use additional capital. We're always interested in that. We'd like to see proactive investments rather than just static money coming in.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, so as far as being at the right place at the right time, talk about the synergistic relationship between healthy food and cannabis. What do you see that being?
Yeah, you know what we've seen and read many reports, especially around CBD, cannabidiol, and the effectiveness it's had for so many different conditions and ailments. We believe that it's a very unique and adaptable ingredient in combination with our formulations already. We just believe it can enhance it. So many of our formulations are already very effective. Now, when you marry that to the cannabinoids, and in this particular case, CBD, we believe it can create a brand new generation of nutraceutical efficacious products that are new to the market and should be highly effective.
Interesting. So who is your target market specifically that you're targeting? And what kind of products do you have to service that market currently?
You know, it's one of our biggest challenges. One of our taglines is, it's for everybody or everybody. And it certainly is true. Whether you're young or old, very active, or just becoming to be active again, male, female, have a stressful life or just a highly physically active life, our products are good for the whole range. Our challenge sometimes is targeting that demographic.
Okay.
But what we're finding now is people who are concerned about their health are seeking us out, and people are taking control of their health and their wellness and their well-being, and they come to us for advice. And so in fact, we're not looking for clients, they're coming to us.
Well, that's an excellent position to be in.
We're very fortunate.
Excellent. Okay. Great. Is there anything else that you would like investors to know, or things that they can watch, milestones that Naturally Splendid will be hitting in the next, say, 3 to 6 months that would be of interest to them to keep you on their watch list?
Sure. Well, I think the most important thing to know is that I believe that the majority of the heavy lifting of the company has been done. And by that, I mean building our facility, getting the certification,
right,
finding a roster of contract manufacturing clients. We've put out news releases. We have Profit 100 companies within our facility. We have food service companies with hundreds of locations. So the combination of the facility and our clients that we have, as well as extending our own brands, really is the combination that is going to make 2020 our best year ever. So the heavy lifting has been done. The business is coming through the door. We're in the right place at the right time, whether that be with CBD edibles or with plant-based nutrition. And when you combine the two of them, 1 + 1 in our case equals 3, we believe.
Excellent. Okay, well, that's great to hear. I definitely would like to come out to your location and check out your facility at some point if you would have me. That would be great.
We would love to have you.
I would love that. We'll do a follow-up for investors, and hopefully they can share in the visiting of your facility. It sounds like it's quite an impressive location and facility.
It'd be our pleasure.
Great. Okay. Thanks so much, Craig. Again, I was joined by Craig Goodwin, and Craig is the CEO, president, and co-founder of Naturally Splendid. And Naturally Splendid trades under the symbol NSP on the Toronto Venture Exchange. Thanks so much, Craig.
Thank you very much for having me today.
Don't forget to like our videos and follow us at Stockhouse on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. You'll get updates on all your favorite public companies in North America and every sector of the capital markets. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our investor community on message boards, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, be sure to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Deal Room on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities available only on stockhouse.com.